1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Super Bowl showdown is set. The Chiefs could make history when they face off against the Eagles next month. It is Kansas City's third trip in a row to the big game.
The Chiefs knocked off the Bills in the AFC title game 32-29 to advance to yet another Super Bowl. Their opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew out the Washington Commanders in the NFC title game 55-23. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley on Fox enjoying the moment.
The goal wasn't just getting there. The goal is to win. And we're going to celebrate, enjoy this, and get right back to work.
Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
A showdown over deported migrants has ended between Colombia and the U.S. The U.S. has backed off a 25% tariff threat after Colombia agreed to allow flights with deported migrants to land. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
According to Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the president of Colombia refused to accept repatriation flights that were bringing Colombian deportees back to Colombia. The president of Colombia said he refused to accept military planes bringing the deportees. This prompted President Trump to say that he would impose tariffs, which would significantly impact the economy in Colombia.
It'll be another busy week for President Trump's political nominees. Correspondent Christian Benavides takes a look.
This week on Capitol Hill, senators will grill some of the president's nominees for key positions. They include Secretary of Health and Human Services nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's pick for FBI Director Kash Patel, and his choice for National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard.
And the Senate's expected to vote on Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tonight. It's a somber day in Poland. Survivors and world leaders are marking the liberation of the Nazi death camp Auschwitz on this Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Augen, not Augen.
Eyes. All I remember are the eyes of the prisoners, recalled David Dushman, the last living liberator from the Russian army.
Das Lager ist leer.
The camp is empty, this German newsreel would say soon after, but the traces of Nazi extermination are all around, from the emaciated bodies piled like logs on the ground to the unused canisters of poison used in the gas chambers. 80 years ago today, few survivors left now to say never again. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Israel has begun letting thousands of Palestinians return to northern Gaza. It's the first time since the early weeks of the war with Hamas that Israel has allowed people back into the heavily destroyed area. The opening had been delayed, but mediators resolved the dispute overnight about the order of the hostages Hamas is set to release. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
together. This is the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Two in a row from the MJs. They're live at Cargo Coffee on 2-1. And yeah, January is almost over. Thank goodness. We barely made it out alive, especially after that cold spell last week. But we soldier on as we do here in Wisconsin, and we do it with all types of local music things. The wishes of warmth come right straight from the pizza oven in this half hour with our sponsors, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Natty Nation brings the warm tunes from your speakers right to your ears like earmuffs. And they do it with the birthday bash for Bob Marley on 2-6 at the High Noon. Mark your calendars because next week, Jimmy K is going to have Natty Nation right here in the studios. Youth brings roots now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Time of day, youth bringing roots. What the people say, they want the roots. Yeah, sometimes in situations I got to say, I wonder why the people like the way they do. When it comes to music, all I know is the truth. Yeah, youth bring roots, man.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Nation and then Dub Foundation. They make things warmer just with their sounds. Can you feel it coming out of your radio? I mean, come on, this weekend it's like 30 degrees warmer than it was last week. Could it be Max Inc. Radio After Hours? Could be. We can only assume it's the great local music, and that's what's doing the trick. Next, the People Brothers Band live at Ice Dance in Appleton next weekend. The Stepping Stone takes us to break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm your stepping stone, raise you up, be what you wanna be,
I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at. And you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none. Your strings, I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. carbon dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Founded.
Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is an app and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I'll never doubt it. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, the sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded. 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 Surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid 2020. The whole year was destroyed, especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye, it happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try, to care about others as you do for yourself to get by. It's
empty,
like a bottle without the drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty
of time to have a dumb or two.
Risky,
invite family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. Someone deniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth, even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing when y'all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Back from break, and we did it with Tiny Riots, then The Herd of Bison, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Herd is still planning all of 2025, but like most bands, they're just waiting for that spring weather to break, and then the after hours will be full of local radio goodness. In this half hour, the dreams of warmth and summer Wisconsin music festivals are powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspect, now three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. We don't have to wait until spring to celebrate the local stuff. Fat Function is live with Mark Croft on 2-8 at the High Noon Saloon. This is Knocking Them Down on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been sitting at this desk job waiting for 5 to come. Dealing with the phone. folks that don't know where I'm coming from. Nah. When the clock strikes, better believe I believe it. Yeah. I say, take it easy, greasy, 'cause it's Friday evening. Get dressed up, polish my shoes. Going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these blues.
Yeah. the sun came up too soon. Drinks that he shook, the thoughts are chasing, my pulse was racing, the fox had written the book. Do you know what you came for? Do you know what you got? Certain things you can pay for, others leave it to rot.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Seeing what's real,
This is Max Inc. Radio in the After Hours. Next up, some tunes from Kelsey Miles. Hope you had a chance to catch Kelsey before she headed back south. And if you did not, you can always connect yourself with all of her new works at kelseymiles.com. New music and also a new podcast. She's up to 6 episodes in the podcast world. And her last one was on the real reason why you're avoiding opportunities. Not me. No. Just you. No, I'm just kidding. Also, her new album is out there too. I Am. And that will be coming your way this month here on Max Inc. Radio. But until then, let's play I Go Back. Love this tune. And you're hearing it in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
I remember it all too well. Like a picture burned in my eyes, and your memory drives me crazy, baby. But it never satisfies. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just forget you, but I know that I won't. So I go back every time. I go back every time. You and I go. It was only one moment. Time cannot seem to fade. Oh Lord, if I could just forget you, baby. But then I'd never be the same. Well, I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Lord, if I could just fall.
It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, an about-face in Colombia overnight, where officials have given in to demands by President Trump to accept American military planes to fly undocumented migrants back to their country of origin. In exchange, threatened 25% tariffs on Colombian exports, which would double after a week, go away. CBS's Lilia Luciano has our top story.
There was a press release from the White House announcing that an agreement had been reached and that the Colombian government had agreed to all of President Trump's terms and that this would result in the tariffs to be put on hold.
The fragile Israel-Hamas ceasefire is holding for now, and the journey home's begun for displaced Palestinians in Gaza. BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
It's thought well over half a million Palestinians in